May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to your spiritual cures. I'll move straight to reciting Durood and Salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll move on towards the program. The final Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 sins, and elevates his rank by 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Are you well?
Alhamdulillah.
We've got quite a few questions. I'll mention a few of them, inshallah. If you can take note. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a question. One of my relatives suffers from hepatitis, i.e. jaundice. Do you have a spiritual cure for this hepatitis? Inshallah, may Allah grant your relative cure from this illness. Inshallah, Adilbai will find a spiritual cure for you. If you get your pen and paper ready, just in case it is a lengthy one, so you can take note. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I experience evil eye a lot. Could you please give me a powerful spiritual cure to help with this?
Labbaik, inshallah.
Deal by evil eye, but we want a powerful one, inshallah. I think that's the first time we've had it like that, where somebody wants a powerful one for evil eye. Maybe the child or someone is suffering from evil eye regularly. So they want something powerful. I'm sure, Adil Bhai, you can pull a powerful one out for us, inshallah. I'll just give you another one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to request a wazifa to gain barakah, to gain blessings in sustenance and get rid of tangdasti, poverty. Please, can you give me a spiritual cure for this?
Inshallah.
So blessings in sustenance, Adibai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've got a request. They don't want to mention their name. A request for istikhara, just to check whether the child is affected with evil eye. Inshallah, I'll just note down as evil eye, because you don't want name mentioned on this program. So I'll just put it down as evil eye, istikhara. Inshallah, if you keep tuned in, inshallah, once the istikhara is done, inshallah, we will give you the reply for that, and also try to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. Dilbai, you're ready, then I can move on to the istikhara as well.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla, I said, whoever obviously suffering from, as obviously they mentioned, jaundice, hepatitis, may Allah cure them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you and anyone who is suffering from this illness complete cure. Ameen. I will give you one spiritual cure, and with that you will gain benefit, inshallah. Spiritual cure on roasted chickpeas. So, chickpeas roasted, obviously. Recite Surah Falak and Surah Nas once or three times, each with the Durood e Pak once before and after. Dum on them, eat a small amount of these from time to time during the day. Please note this, whenever you start any surah, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim first, and then obviously read the complete surah. So Surah Falak and Surah Nas, once or three times. Read it and blow it on the chickpeas and try to eat during the day as much as you can, little bit, time to time. Inshallah, with that, you will get cure from jaundice.
Subhanallah. If I can just add in regards to the istikhara request, which was in regards to evil eye. We received a message for istikhara. They didn't want their name to be mentioned, but the istikhara was to check if they are affected with evil eye. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. So Allah. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla will give you, Adil Bhai just mentioned one as well, but I'll mention another, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in regards to evil eye. It's mentioned that if you either write it yourself or you can get it written by somebody, and you need to write Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 786 times on a piece of paper, and then plastic coat it, make it into an amulet, and wear it, whether you wear it around your neck or whether you wear it around your arm. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will protect you from any evil eye.
Subhanallah. Same again, I said somebody was obviously asking evil eye before as well. I'll mention one wazifa, inshallah. If you keep getting evil eye over and over again, do as I mentioned, inshallah, you will be protected. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times, Ayatul Kursi once, and 3 times Surah Falak, 3 times Surah Nas. Please note, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time before reciting the surah. Recite Durood-e Pak once before and after, and blow on 3 red chilies. The chili is going to be, you're going to go around clockwise 21 times. Okay, 21 times go around the head of the patient and burn them on the coal or whatever is possible in this country. So you can do it. And hopefully with that, inshallah, evil eye will go away. But I'll mention it again, 7 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ayatul Kursi once, 3 times Surah Falak, 3 times Surah Nas. Inshallah, with these, hopefully your evil eye will be get cured.
Adil Bhai, I'll just add, maybe it's a question from some of the viewers of Madhini channel as well. You know, you mentioned chilies.
Yes.
But which the green chilies like we put in the handi?
No, it's going to be a red dry chili. Normally, if I mention, it's nearly winter coming, so pakode is going to be everywhere. So normally we put those chilies in the pakode as well. But you're going to get the sabut one, no, the crushed one. So okay, any Asian shop, if you go, you can get the dry round chilies. With those, so inshallah.
It's the same chilies which normally you get crushed, the red ones which are crushed normally in packets.
Yes.
But you don't want the crushed red chili, you want the whole red chili which are round.
Yes.
So you need to take 7 of them.
3 chilies.
Oh, sorry, 3 of them and then recite. Okay, subhanallah. And then they'll burn them, and in this way the evil eye will be removed. Subhanallah. In regards to this, just in case you didn't understand or you didn't catch the whole method from Adil Bhai, you can visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. I was actually doing the istikhara whilst Adil Bhai is giving the answer for the previous request as well, which was in regards to hepatitis as well. So for both of these issues, the hepatitis, I'd like to mention that alhamdulillah there's some very strong amals in regards to hepatitis. There's been people, I know here in the UK, it's not as bad as sufferers of hepatitis, you know, various things like hepatitis B, C, etc. There's quite a few different types. In Pakistan, there are a lot of people that suffer from these types of illnesses.
True.
And alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, there's many people who've been suffering for several years, where it's become a major illness. And alhamdulillah, by getting the treatment done by Ruhani Ilaj, alhamdulillah, they've gained cure. So there's more than one strong amal in regards to this. So I'll definitely recommend that you do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, because we have got this cure here in the UK as well. I know we don't have as many sufferers from this illness here in the UK. Maybe I don't know whether it's because of the cold weather or whether it's linked to that or something. I don't know. But there isn't many people that suffer from this. But there is very strong amals in regard to this. And it's not just one, there's a few different amals in regards to this. And alhamdulillah, you can gain cure if Allah wills. And in regards to the evil eye, I was mentioning that, just in case you didn't catch the whole information that Adil Bhai mentioned, even though mashallah he mentioned it quite clearly, but sometimes, you know, somebody can't record it that quick or maybe can't take note that quick, you can visit the nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall in your locality and request a slip in regards to this removal of evil eye, and inshallah you'll be able to gain that and be able to put it in practice and just keep it safe.
Subhanallah. Yes, regarding barakat in the sustenance, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you halal sustenance, which will be enough to end your problems. I do dua for every other person who's have a difficulties at the moment, and Allah Ta'ala give them a barakat. So should be enough whatever they're earning for their families. I will mention a spiritual cure about this, inshallah. You will gain barakah in your sustenance. Pious predecessors have mentioned poverty and the chaste prayer, meaning whoever perform the chaste prayer will never be poor, inshallah. Hazrat Shafiq Balkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned, we had five wishes and we were granted the five wishes. This was one of the those that was granted through the chaste prayer. So meaning they had a five wishes, but one of which is the blessing in the sustenance through the chaste namaz. So we should practice obviously five daily prayers, but try to do the chaste prayer as well and do dua, inshallah, Zabajal, your sustenance will get barakat, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Maybe when do they read this, then, Adil Bhai, this chaste prayer that you mentioned? Maybe some of okay, we know about Fajr and we know about Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. Which namaz is this chaste namaz, Adil Bhai? So what are you going to tell the viewers of Madhya?
I'll tell you, I said mentioned properly so you can explain them. So inshallah, with that, hopefully I learn more.
Subhanallah. The chaste prayer, once you've performed your Fajr Salah, then once sunrise has happened, then you have a disliked, a makruh time, which is approximately 20 minutes. So 20 minutes after sunrise is a dislike time, is a makruh time, where you're not allowed to do any kind of prostration, any worship where you actually prostrate. After the 20 minutes, once the dislike time is over, then you can read either two nafils, or you can read four or six. You can read up to approximately 12, you can. But there's no limit. But if you even was to recite the two nafils of Ishraq or two nafils of Jasht, you can either read them straight away at that time, or you can actually space them out, whereas you read the Ishraq two first and then you space it out and maybe. But the time is, you can say that after the 20 minutes of the dislike time until midday time, because remember at midday you also have a dislike time, which is commonly known as Zawal time. So that is also a dislike time. So before that dislike time starts, and from 20 minutes after sunrise, once the dislike time has finished, then you have all that space of time to recite these two nafils. I mean, what is liked in the court of Allah is something which is little, but continuous. So rather than, you know, one day, you know, like for example, somebody's woke up and they're going to read their tahajjud salah. Instead of, you know, doing, oh, today I'll read 12 and then tomorrow not, you know, do them wake up. It's rather that you read two, but read them daily. So even if it's, you know, minimum of two read two nafal ishraq and two nafal chasht, inshallah. Those of you who don't already possess the Pious Deeds booklet, there's more information that can be found in the Pious Deed booklet as well, where it is also one of the Pious Deeds.
Subhanallah. Soon, I said finished. Soon it's going to be spiritual.
Shall I just mention one more message before it's time for our segment as well? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I suffer from stomach problems and I experience constipation and sometimes my stomach is bloated. I am also gaining weight. Can you give me a spiritual cure which will help with my stomach and weight gain?
Labbaik, inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Adil Bhai will get something out for you, inshallah, in regards to any type of... he's mentioned a few different things, you see, like the constipation issue as well, and also the stomach bloating. And they are also gaining weight as well. We have come to the time for our segment of the day, which is today's spiritual cure.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Spiritual Cure. Today's spiritual cure is removing of difficulties and problems. Listen carefully. Recite Ya Qadiru Ya Nafiu. Ya Qadiru Ya Nafiu. Ya Qadiru Ya Nafiu. 45 times. Inshallah azza wa jal, your difficulties or problems will get clear.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah, such a beautiful wazifa is still on the screen. Viewers of Madani channel, if you haven't already taken note, then I recommend that you do take a picture from the screen and do share it wide, far and wide, with relatives, friends, and anyone that you know. Because who doesn't suffer from any type of difficulty? Who is safeguarded from any type of problems? We all suffer some sort of issue, some sort of difficulty, some sort of problem. It comes in different forms, different shapes, different sizes. But we all go through some kind of issue, problem. And this is a beautiful spiritual cure, which Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum, may Allah preserve him, mentioned in one of the Madani Muzakiras. That recite Ya Qadiru Ya Nafi'u, Ya Qadiru Ya Nafi'u, Ya Qadiru Ya Nafi'u, 45 times, and inshallah azawajal, you will be protected from any kind of difficulty, any type of problem that you're facing, that you're going through. It might be something as simple as, you know, some hurdle, you're trying to do something, you're not gaining success in that. Maybe you're looking for a job and you're going for interviews, but none of them are successful. These are all problems, issues, hurdles.
True,
you know, maybe somebody's taken 4 or 5 driving tests, is not passing.
No, it's passing.
It's an issue, it's a problem. So it can be in any form or any, you know, somebody maybe is taking some test, not becoming successful, some kind of hurdle, problem, issue is coming. So do take note of this and do pass it with your friends. I'd just like to add a few calls. We've had some calls.
My name is Muhammad Jamil Amin Attari. The problem I want to mention is, how does one get rid of any sins of the heart? Is there any spiritual cure to get rid of these batni bimariyo? Jazakallahu khairan.
Even though I sleep in the night and I try to fight against the tiredness with fruits and sleep, proper sleep, but I still feel extremely tired. What can I do against this? Is there anything, any wazifa that I can read to give me more strength during the day? Jazakallah khairan.
Inshallah.
Inshallah azawajal. Brother Jamil sent in what he's called and asked for a spiritual cure in regards to sins of the heart.
Sins of
the heart. So regarding the hidden illness, the hidden diseases, you should say, the diseases of the heart. So sins of the heart. And the second call, the brother, I didn't catch the name. I think I was in the middle of speaking.
I didn't catch the name,
but the brother mentioned extra tiredness. So tiredness, even though the brother is saying he just tried to sleep and try to fulfill his sleep, but unnecessary tiredness. And I think he did mention that also he was a student of knowledge as well.
Mashallah.
May Allah bless you. May Allah as well remove this tiredness And inshallah will gain you, grant you success in your in your knowledge and success in your studies as well, inshallah.
Amen. Amen.
If I can add just one more question as well to that, and then I'll let you take some spiritual cures as well. So, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I keep experiencing satanic whispers, ay waswase. Could you please give me some spiritual cure so I can attain a mental peace?
Labbaik, inshallah.
So satanic whispers, Adilbhai, please. And if you're ready, you can start, or if you want a bit of time.
Yes, I'll mention, inshallah, for the stomach. Brother mentioned, obviously, they have a stomach problem. And with that, obviously, they gain weight as well. May Allah grant you cure. Ameen. I will mention a spiritual cure for a stomach problem, inshallah, by doing this daily, all of your stomach related problems will be cured, inshallah. Every day recite Ya Azimu, Ya Azimu, Ya Azimu 7 times and blow on a water and drink this, inshallah, your stomach problem will be cured. Ya Azimu 7 times. Second spiritual cure, as obviously you mentioned, you gaining the weight as well. Spiritual cure for the obesity or gaining weight. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, split hunger in 3 parts. 1 part food, 1 part water, and 1 part is oxygen, meaning air. Should be obviously we have in whilst we eat in the food as well. If this method is applied whilst eating, inshallah, we will not experience constipation, bloating, and you will not gain weight either. So try whenever you eat the food, split in 3 parts and eat, hopefully with that, inshallah, your all stomach related issue and weight gaining will get cured.
Subhanallah. Just before I mention something, I wanted to add to that, Adil Bhai. You can also visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. There is a specific amulet in regards to stomach related problems. So inshallah, if you can gain that, and that will also help with your stomach related issues. One thing to remember, that cure is granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. If Allah wills, then you will gain cure.
Inshallah. Yes, regarding, I think so, it was the student or who has a problem regarding heart, since, as they mentioned, evils of the hearts. Ya afuwu, ya afuwu, ya afuwu. A feeling of a hearted for the sins and develops in the heart by keeping on invoking it in abundance, meaning keep reciting this Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu. This was a spiritual cure, inshallah. Any heart sins will get cured, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu. Subhanallah. Can I just add a message in, please? If I can just mention, Brother Qasim has sent in a message and he wants istikhara. He's not feeling too well, and he wants istikhara to be performed just to check that everything is okay, because he hasn't been well. So he sent his message. So inshallah, Azizul Qasim, hope you get well soon. We'll do the istikhara, inshallah. Let you know what the indication in the istikhara is, and we'll also give you a spiritual cure as well.
Inshallah. Yes, regarding tiredness, as obviously I think so, it's one of the student of a Jamia is mentioned that even though he tries to sleep, but still he feels tired. I'll mention, inshallah, one wazifa. Recite 33 times Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Recite 33 times Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And 34 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Best is whenever you read any salah, after 5 salahs, daily make your routine that recite these 3 simple ways. to read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times, inshallah Azzawajal, any tiredness will get clear, inshallah Azzawajal.
The request from Qasim, Brother Qasim, who sent in a request to have his istikhara. Your istikhara has been performed. The istikhara is an indication of the evil eye. So there's no signs of, nobody's done anything or anything like that. There's no affecting of anything of any other sort. The indication is of evil eye, and I will mention a spiritual cure for you. If you recite La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 60 times with Darood Sharif before and after, and then perform dhamm upon yourself, or you can get somebody else to do this for you, inshallah azawajal, the effects of evil eye or the influence of evil eye inshallah will disappear.
Subhanallah. Yes, regarding shaitani whispers, if somebody have this issue, listen carefully. If someone's experiencing shaitani whispers, they should try to ignore them. First of all, you're going to try to ignore. I will give you a few spiritual cures. These are as follows. Just listen very careful. Number one, whenever you experience a shaitani whispers, do not pay attention. Number two, when you experience a shaitani whispers, recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem and imitate a spitting action over the left shoulder. Meaning you're going to just try to make a spitting action. You're not going to actual spit, obviously.
You just go through.
Yeah. Just making a noise. So in this way, inshallah, you're not going to get a shaitani whispers. May Allah obviously cure every other person from the shaitani whispers and give them a cures. I'll mention it. Number three, you can recite Surah Nas, inshallah azawajal, shaitan will run away from you. So once you read a Surah Nas, inshallah azawajal, with that as well, the shaitan will run away. So last one I'll mention, Ya Batinu, Ya Batinu, Ya Batinu, 100 times. Inshallah azawajal, shaitani whispers will be stopped, inshallah azawajal.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. MashaAllah, so regarding satanic whispers, MashaAllah, Dilba has given us quite a few spiritual cures there in regards to satanic whispers, MashaAllah.
Yes, that's it. From my side, it's completed.
Oh, done. Okay, I'd just like to add one more messages. Quickly. We are coming to the end of the program. I'll just mention one more message. Inshallah, then we'll go towards the dua that we do at the end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have hyperpigmentation on my face and small pimples. Chote chote dane na.
Ji ji.
Can you please give me a spiritual cure for this and also do dua for me?
Labbaik.
Inshallah azza wa jalla. Dilbhai will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah azza wa jalla.
I'll mention it quickly, inshallah. If anyone has spots, pimples on the face and body, recite Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu 3 times and do them on where the spots, pimples are. Inshallah, spot pimples will be gone. If you have a dark spot on your face, then after each salah, recite Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru 15 times and blow on your hands or finger and rube wherever you have a black spots, just rube and flick it, inshallah. With that, your black spots will be gone as well, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. جزا الله عنا سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما هو أهله والله عز وجل forgive our sins. Ya Allah, you protect us from sins. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jalla, those viewers of Madini channel who have sent in their messages and those who haven't sent in their messages but are suffering from different types of illnesses, problems at home, those who are inflicted with evil eye, Ya Allah, you remove that evil eye.
Ameen.
Those who are suffering from problems like stomach related issues and problems of bloating, or whether through illnesses they've gained weight. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them cure from these illnesses.
Ameen.
Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us from all types of sins, especially those hidden sins of the heart. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if anyone is struggling to find a job, grant them halal sustenance, ease in their gaining sustenance. Grant them a good job which is easy, halal earning, which is sufficient for them. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us peace and blessings in our homes. Grant us harmony in our homes. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those who have sent in messages in regards to whether they're suffering with pimples and spots, etc. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them cure. Grant us steadfastness upon our salah, and grant us the inner beauty as well as outer beauty. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us death with iman. Grant us death with iman in the beautiful city of your beloved. For the sake of your beloved, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us all death with iman in the beautiful city of Medina.
Amen.
Grant us the sacred, the blessed journey of the Haramain Taibain. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, accept our lawful du'as. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bihaqqi la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sadly, that brings us to the end of the program this week. Do join us same time, same place next week, only on Madini Channel. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.